everyone, and welcome to The Grey Side, my podcast series where I talk about my journey as an international fashion student to now working in the industry here in London. Thank you so much, everyone who's made it here from my Instagram or elsewhere, or just word of mouth, or if you are my friends and family and are here to support. Thank you so much. Really means a lot to me. And I am really grateful for all your support and everything, because now I have the confidence to start this. So thank you so much. And before starting this episode, I would also like to put it out there that this is my very first attempt at a podcast, and I in no way intend to harm or offend anyone through whatever I'm sharing. This podcast is simply me sharing my journey, and if I do end up offending or, you know, harming someone, that will be completely by accident as well. If I do, please, I apologize, and please do not be harsh on me for that. Please, please bear that in mind. So now, today's episode is the beginning of the very beginning, a science nerd who got into fashion. And before I get into that, I would like to like briefly touch upon what's been my inspiration to start this, and then why am I calling it The Grey Side, and then the beginning of the very beginning. So let's get into it. My inspiration comes from me listening to a lot of fashion podcasts. I listen to a lot of fashion podcasts, and I find them very informative, very interesting, and they help me keep very up to date with whatever is happening in the industry. And as someone who's working in the industry, I think it's very important for me to know all the news, updates, everything from a very professional and a very like business point of view. So that really helps me. However, I found that there's a very lack of podcasts which really like talk about the journey of it, how one gets into the industry. So I decided to start my own bit, covering the international fashion student bit as well, because there's a lot of us, you know, who probably dream of like moving abroad for, you know, a different fashion education or just fashion education to begin with, and who wish to stay back and just like, you know, find work or like get a job or just like start their career here. So I thought this would be a nice, you know, place to begin. I would also like to give a huge shout out to Christina. She's been one of my inspirations. She has a podcast called The Ex Fashion Student, The Life of an Ex Fashion Student. And I reached out to her when I first heard her episode, and it just like gave me goosebumps, because I feel like she's like my New York twin. And it's just like, you know, we started chatting, and I, you know, shared it with her that I feel like, you know, listening to you, that you are someone who I share like a similar story with. Just that I was an international student, so now I'm like trying to like cover that bit of my experiences and everything. And a huge shout out to her. Thank you so much. You were also a great and, you know, a very big inspiration for me to start this. And now getting to why I've called it The Grey Side. So if you're someone who studied fashion or just loves fashion or like just really likes to know things, you would already know it. But for those who don't know, the grey fabric is a fabric which is very raw and unprocessed yet. And that's why I thought it would be nice to call it The Grey Side, because that would be me telling about the raw and the real side of the journey, beginning from when I was a student, the grey, and then going through all the processes being the uni, you know, and then just like getting into jobs and then like the job market and everything. For me to come out as a prepared fabric ready to be stitched, I would say I am at the prepared stage. And now it's just about getting stitched into a fabulous outfit as I've stepped into the industry. So, and maybe this is also one of the processes. This podcast is me, you know, just one of the processes where I'm becoming a more ready fabric. So let's get into it. The beginning of the very beginning. So I come from New Delhi, India, and I come from a background of, it's basically my family background, or even my friends around me, everyone is so far removed from fashion. No one would have actually pictured or thought of me to pursue this. However, there were subtle signs. So let's just give it that. And as someone who comes from like a place or a society where it's very linear to take a specific like form, like, you know, a stream, which I'm going to get into eventually, is it was a bit of a challenge to like put it out there that I want to pursue fashion. So as someone with a family background so far removed from fashion, like my parents are doctors, and each generation has pursued a different career. So this was something very, very different from everyone else. And that's what just like made me, kind of a bit like, oh, how will you do it? Your parents are doctors, or maybe, you should just stick to becoming a doctor or something in the sciences. But I wasn't ready for it. I knew I always had a creative side to me. And I just like decided to follow my heart and passion and then just went with it. And I hope my parents are really proud. I know they're proud, I'm just like making them proud every day. Like even me coming and sharing my journey is making them really proud. My sister as well, very proud. She's been quite supportive as well. So everyone and my friends as well who have been like, you can do it, you've got this side to you. So thank you so much, everyone. And yeah. So as someone who doesn't come from like, a fashion background, it was quite a tricky journey. I was only 10, I remember, in fifth grade when I first like saw a classmate's very cool denim pants. And I was like, those pens you get in stationery or, at a fabric store where you could just like draw on denim and just like, make it look very cool. So I saw those and I was like, wow, this is really cool. I wish I could do something with my clothes. And that's where it just like kind of like started instilling. And then that classmate goes on to tell that, oh, you know what? I've got these because my mom's a fashion designer. So I was like, wow, that sounds really cool. Like, what does she do? Wow, okay. And I went to tell my teacher, who was my math teacher at that time, and I think even my class teacher, sorry. So she was very encouraging. She was like, you know what? You should try and go for the National Institute of Fashion Technology, which is considered one of the most, actually the most reputed and prestigious institutes of fashion in my country. It was established in collaboration with FIT, Fashion Institute of Technology, in New York, and the first branch was in New Delhi. So I did eventually go into National Institute of Fashion Technology, New Delhi, and basically was just where she began to like kind of like push me towards it. And I kind of had that imposter syndrome. It's like, oh, maybe I can't, maybe I won't be able to get into it. Isn't it like really tough to crack into, or like fashion design and everything? But yeah, rewind, just like going back into it. Now I feel like, oh, that was like, the seeds were being sowed, and that's just like, that's so nice to know, that realization to have. Then fast forward to 2 years, I started telling everyone that I want to get into architecture. I think it was also a lot to do with me watching this anime, or it was an anime adaptation of a K-drama called Winter Sonata. It's really famous. It was one of the most highest grossing, highest grossing, I think, K-dramas of the Hallyu wave. Anyway, why that is relevant is because the lead in that was an architect. And when you come from a place of like everyone telling you should stick to science, science has got more money, things like that, I just started telling everyone, oh, you know what, being an architect sounds way more cooler than being a fashion designer. So I just like stuck with that up until when I was 16. That's when in India, where I'm from, New Delhi, we had to choose what's called a stream. So we had commerce, humanities, and sciences. And I was in this board called CBSE. Anyone who is from India and listening to this would know. We have a lot of like boards. We have state boards, we have international boards, we have CBSE, we have everything like that. So I was in CBSE and I chose what's called non-medical sciences because for the last 4 years, I was telling everyone I want to get into architecture. And one would need maths and sciences to get into architecture. And if you look at it, as a 16-year-old, you don't know what your possibilities are really. But you're presented with these choices and you are probably going to stick with them for the rest of your life. So it was a bit daunting. And then given the fact that everyone was like, oh, if you're not getting into medicine, maybe some other, science field, something which gives you the more money, the more the job which really gives you some security or anything. What are you going to get if you get into fashion? And I just like went with that. Then come, opting for non-medical sciences or non-med, how we used to call it. I did eventually, and it came to a point where in life, and I was an exceptional student. I was always getting like straight A's and everything. I was amazing in studies. So there was also a sort of like misconception or pre-notion about people who would go on to pursue the science stream in school are like really intelligent, or the ones who would like pursue commerce are a bit more like they want to take it a bit chill. And the ones who are in humanities just don't feel like studying at all. It's just easier for them. So it was all those misconceptions and everything. And that like really like put a lot of people off from like taking those streams. And you could also tell a lot, like, how people would pick that up and how they were treated and everything. That really shaped a lot of our choices in the future. But there's a lot of people, it does not come from that. And I think as we are adults now, we realize that those streams didn't matter. It didn't matter. We have had like amazing toppers coming out from humanities streams, and like, just like science just not doing as good. It's nothing to do with that. It's about your caliber. It's about how you are as a student. But that notion, I am not sure if still that exists, but hopefully it's changed now, and it used to be something at that time, changing a bit, and hopefully it's a lot more changed now. So, given that, I chose that. And then I reached a point in life where I was struggling to just, barely pass my classes as a science student in my 11th grade. That's when we had to choose these. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. But it had a lot more to do with something personal that I went through in my life, and that was the loss of my grandfather. And that was a very personal and up close loss. For the very first time I've experienced in life. And everyone just started like telling me, or just there came like, an understanding, oh, Helene can't do well in studies. Like she's not as intelligent as she thought she was. And this realization of understanding that why I was not able to do amazing in studies is because I was going through that personal grief and loss at that time came to me when I came here to London to pursue my master's. And I was just having a chat with my uncle and auntie here in London. And, they're amazing. They've also been like my support system here. And it's just like I was telling them that this has, this realization has come to me now. But at that time, I could not figure it out what was the issue. And I just basically lost interest in my academics and anything at all. And just like everyone around me just started like saying, science is not for you. Maybe you should not go for it. And I was like, okay, I went with that. And then I was still doing amazingly well in English. I was an English topper. And even my English teachers and everyone at that time, they used to like, take my answer sheets as an example for everyone else, or just like, everyone, like my physics teacher. Oh, I was horrible in physics. I did not do well in physics at all. She would, ask me, like, girl, you do like amazing in English. What's up with physics? Why can't you do amazing in physics? And I had no answer until the realization years later. And just like that, like, other, people around me, my teachers and everyone else, they used to be quite like, why, you are doing so amazing in English, but not the other subjects. And one of my English teachers, I was really close to her, and she was very supportive. She kind of like started pushing me that, you should be more into the creative side of things. And for me, I was just like, what, 16, 17, I was a teenager, I was kind of rebellious. And I did know there was some truth into what she was saying, but I didn't come to the terms of accepting it or realizing it yet because I was very stubborn. No, I want to be an architect. I want to get into architecture. I'm a science student. I'm through and through. I'll be amazing and everything. And I was then just like kind of like, slowly beginning to understand where she's coming from. And then I realized that, yeah, I have a creative side, but now I'm doing science. What should I do? And then until eventually in the neighboring school, I attended like a career fest where they were introducing these career options for people who are pursuing science like me. And that's where, this thing popped up, fashion technology. You can pursue a bachelor's in fashion technology without like losing your science side. And I got so thrilled. I got so thrilled because I was like, oh my God, I feel like this is my true calling. And turns out it was. I did eventually end up pursuing my bachelor's in fashion technology. So yes, that's where it kind of like, sparked that excitement in me that, oh my God, this is something which is meant for me. This is my calling. And very like, I kind of kept it subtle, like, okay, I'll go for it. I'll give the exam and everything because this was in National Institute of Fashion Technology. And this is what I mentioned in my podcast a bit earlier that this was like supposed to be the most prestigious. This is like, the most prestigious fashion institute in India. And I got into the most, the toughest, the highest ranking branch of it, New Delhi. And that was me just trying to like, living my imposter syndrome and everything. Oh, maybe I won't be able to get into it or something. I'll just give the exam. But deep down, I knew I wanted it. Exam result came. I had an amazing rank. I did well. I really did well. My parents were thrilled, and everyone was like, wow, oh my God, let's go for it. So even though on the side, I was giving architecture entrance exams and just like, sailing through my science boat and like just like making my way through it, crying over physics, but just doing my best. And I did so amazing, even though I was struggling in like, my 11th grade, given, what I was going through at that time. Come my final year, I did do exceptionally well as a science student. I scored, I think, around 86%, which was considered very good. For a science student, and I was, passing all my entrance exams, like for architecture or for like, fashion tech, as I mentioned. And that really made me happy because in my class, because of course, a lot of like, students were very much, they wanted to pursue engineering. And when we were younger, that's something which was really like put out to us, from our mentors or from our adults, whoever we looked up to, our parents, our elder siblings, our cousins, whoever, a neighbor figure, anyone, or a senior in school or some senior in tuition or someone, or our teachers, anyone, they would just like kind of like push us into like, you know what, get into this stream. This is the best stream for you. You'll get all of these opportunities and windows open. So that, just like all of that around me and everyone in my non-medical sciences stream just going for what we have or what we had at our time, Fidji or IIT or like J Mains and J Advance. There was me who was like fashion tech, architecture, Nata, all these entrance exams which we have in India. We do not have a, at least in my time, we did not have like a singular exam. I don't know about now. But we had to give a lot of entrances for getting into different unis or universities or colleges or institutes or whatever you call in your country or wherever you're from. I've started saying unis because I live in London now. And well, so I was out there giving all of these entrances. And then when fashion tech came through, it just like really just like, oh my God, I've done that. And that's where I got into fashion. So that was the very beginning of the beginning of how a science nerd got into fashion. Fashion tech. But yeah, still fashion. So I am glad that I got into it, that I, fully listened to my heart and my mom being the biggest support for that because there came a time when I was giving all of these entrances and when I cracked it. And all of a sudden, I, started telling my parents I want to get into fashion tech. And my dad was very confused. My dad was like, but what about like architecture? You always wanted to get into architecture. And he also used to take me to an architect's office. I used to have those sketchbooks and I was always sketching because, and like, you know, to give an architecture exam, an entrance exam, you have to sketch and everything as well. So it was a bit of like a moment of confusion for him, but my mom came through like very supportive and she explained it to him. And like he was also then he came around very supportive and understanding, because as I've mentioned, you know, parents who are doctors who have understood sciences, who have understood, okay, they would have understood engineering better or like anything related to like complete science. The child comes up and I am their elder daughter, so like their firstborn as well. So their child comes up and this is their very first time, you know, pushing someone, their child, into like getting into like uni, and like, you know, now finally she's into the uni stage and then she'll build her career and everything. This was very much, we don't want to mess it up, and I completely understand, but I'm so grateful they put all of their faith into me and we are all like working together as a family always. So I'm really grateful for that. Big shout out to my parents who are, you know, into the medicine field and have no idea of what happens in fashion, but really supported me. And this is how I got into fashion from a science nerd. So I really hope you enjoyed my very first episode and whatever's inspired me to get into, you know, telling my story and everything. So I hope you subscribe and stay tuned for more amazing and interesting episodes about my journey. Thank you so much. Bye bye.